Neil Martin, Chairman of the Donegal Athletic Board. Great plans here to see a marathon in Donegal. We haven't had one since 1983, and no doubt there's going to be big interest in this.
Definitely, Chris, there'll be a big interest in a marathon in Donegal. We have athletes from all over Donegal running marathons in Dublin and Belfast and even in London and New York and Boston. And a lot of athletes in this lifetime never got the opportunity to run a real marathon in Donegal. And it's great for Letter Kenny to have a Donegal marathon covering with the help of the Urban Council and the Athletic Club. And again, everybody. We in the Donegal County Board only recently at our AGM, our recent meeting, agreed to have a Donegal Championship in conjunction with this Donegal Marathon, because we did not and have not had a Donegal Championship Marathon since 1983, and it's the way to go, and hopefully it continues to flourish and to build from this year forward. And again, I would appeal to all the clubs in the county, for those people that are doing the ultra marathon running, for those that are doing marathon running, to get involved, support the local one, because we have races in Derry, we have races, as I said, Belfast and Dublin, and Limerick every year as a marathon, and this is the ideal opportunity for our own local people to do something in Donegal, where there is an opportunity to perform in Donegal.
Fair to say there's been an explosion in the interest in running in the last couple of years. What do you put that down to?
Not really an answer, but I can give an opinion. Just looking at what me as a chairperson of Donegal Athletic Board, we had only 900,000 registered members in 2007, and now we have 1,900. We're almost up at 2,000 registered athletes in Donegal. I'm not sure whether it was a downward turn in the economy that got people out there, because all you really need to do is run it by a pair of good runners and get out and do it, or whether it was just that people had more time in their hands where everybody was so busy in the good times, as they say, that were out there. That may be one of the answers, I'm not sure. There is definitely a trend in Donegal at the moment where I could name at least 15 different Fit for Life, Couch to 5K, Transformation 5Ks groups throughout the county that are getting out there and getting that. And just as an add-on to that, we in Finn Valley have a 5K series at the moment, and we had 6 different Fit for Life groups competing the last day we ran, and again it'll be the same next week again. So, you know, there is a tendency out there, and I think the big input is female ladies out running, walking, starting to walk and getting out there and doing more. The real cause for the implosion of athletics, I don't know. Even at national level, 2008, there was only 21,000 members in Athletics Ireland, registered athletes. Now there's 50,000 plus. So it's a national phenomenon. It's actually probably worldwide at this stage, but there was an explosion like this in the 80s, when we had a previous marathon here in Donegal. But this last 6 years actually, probably more than 10 years, this place has just taken off. I mean, all you have to do is drive into Letterkenny any night of the week and you can count 50 runners from the Dry Arch roundabout till you reach the Aura Leisure Centre, and the same going back out again. So, you know, the numbers are there and they're all out. And again, I think there is also maybe a little bit more awareness of what healthy living's about and keeping people going longer and that type of stuff. But thankfully for us, in athletic terms, the numbers are up and the clubs are producing the athletes to develop forward at national level. And again, it would be lovely to have a Donegal winner of the Donegal Marathon. Now, that's throwing the gauntlet down to the athletes in Donegal to make the effort and get out there and do it. And I know from talking to some of them already, the better marathon runners are already planning to win the Donegal Championships. So that's what we're hoping for.
Now, being launched at this time of year gives people plenty of time. The event's taking place in August, when hopefully the weather will be good. And it was touched on at the press conference here tonight about the importance of training, and there's going to be great support there with information readily available to people.
Yeah, the new Donegal Marathon website has a program there for people once they get 4 to 8 weeks of just basically foundation work to get into marathon running. Then the ideal scenario in Donegal, as we say, we're going to launch very soon the Donegal Grand Prix series again, and we're talking probably 53 races in that calendar from May to September. We're starting with the Northwest 10K on the 4th of May, which normally attracts 2,000 to 3,000 people in terms of just walkers and runners. So that's an opportunity, 10K. There's a half marathon then later on in Derry, and then leads on into the marathon in August in Donegal. There's also a marathon in Derry in June time, which if you want to train for that and then continue on, 2 months is a bit short between two marathons, but at the same time the hardened athlete will survive with it. But there's so many races there, there's so much good support out there at the moment in terms of even nutritional values and about the training programs. And I'm just looking at the website tonight here, they have a lot of feedback there, they have a lot of good programs on that website for people to download and to use in their preparation for a half marathon or a marathon on the 24th of August this year.
And finally, Neil, it's never too late to start running.
Absolutely not. You can run from the age of 6 to the age of 86 or 96 in some cases. Actually, the world record for 100 metres for a man over 100 years of age is 19.2 seconds. So he was 102 when he did that in Australia 4 years ago. And that's something that there's never, never too late. The first thing you do in life on your feet is walk. The second thing you do is run. And you can run to the day you drop. And that's life.